Bonjour Hélo.
Bonjour Oiseau, bonjour auditeurs
and
listeners here wide and far. Hello.
Hello. Nous sommes le vendredi.
25th Friday, March 25th, 2016. This is your off-the-cuff hello.
Hello. Bravo Hélo. Today you remember the date. Excellent. So, I'm sure you must have some topic because many things happen now in Auroville. Yesterday there was a meeting, if I understood well, about the FAMC.
There wasn't one. There were four meetings all between... From 2 to 6, I think there were 4 or 5 different meetings.
Some were urgent.
I have no feedback at all because I was out working this morning doing another interview. I know there was a decision-making meeting on the entry group policy. I'm very curious.
I heard about something about the one of the FAMC about the vote. So they apparently spoke 2 hours without decision about the yes, the no, and the third one question. No, you have to answer yes or no when you vote.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a third one, I follow the majority, or something like that. So they spoke 2 hours about that.
But not about the problem, about how to vote.
I don't know, it's just...
There was some feedback.
Some feedback.
Okay,
from Auroville Radio. Huh?
So that's interesting. So, as we know, these issues always come up with the summer. And which is really unfortunate because it's also when people leave. But if they leave and they don't complain that decisions are made without them, it might work quite well because with less people, maybe we could make decisions faster. On the other hand, it depends.
It's a stuff of energy, no? When there is less people, more issues can arise. No? It's a kind of mechanic quantic process, you know? It's a classic stuff. In the summer, normally, there is some hot topic must come. It's not finished. You will see we are only end of March. There is still April, okay?
It's still April. It was about 38 degrees Celsius the other day. That's about 101 Fahrenheit. And the summer is hot. This is hotter for March than normal.
I'm sure that our editor doesn't care that it is hot or not hot. They know that the summer is hot. You know?
38 is quite...
It's normal, it's normal.
It's normal for April, it's not normal for March.
But anyway, it's a classic warming, global warming, is the consequences, Madame Renou. So, today we need to surprise our editors about some topic that they want, maybe they are looking, waiting for something. They want to know why we are here speaking about the feeling of Auroville. We speak about the feeling. Are you feeling?
I'll tell you about the smells of Auroville tell you right now. Pomelo flowers are blooming. Integral Wisdom, which is the African rain tree, bottle brush tree, both pink and white, but the white is particularly fragrant. And you'll be driving through Auroville and suddenly you'll be invaded by this particularly sweet, uplifting smell. Mm. And that is the Integral Wisdom. And the silence. What other trees are flowering right now? Peace in the Vital is also flowering.
Miracle
buds are showing up everywhere. So, and that's a very unusual flower. Mother gave it two names. One name is Air of Auroville, and the other one is Miracle. And Mimisops is the botanical name, but it's a really wonderful, very slow-growing tree with an azure kind of blue or cobalt blue flower, which is really unusual to see. And the flowers are directly on the branch, much like a cherry blossom. So when they bloom, and they also have a very delicate fragrance that is really that you can smell only in the early morning and in the evening, mostly in the early morning. And that starts blooming on the sides of the road in the Forecomers Forest, and it is just magnificent.
Yeah,
and other places.
It's fantastic. Yeah, it's fantastic.
And I also want to report that my son saw 4 porcupines on the road coming down the other day, and it wasn't that late at night.
Ah, yeah, it's true. We forgot the update about
the wildlife. So
yes, it's true. We have this chronic.
So the porcupines are increasing.
I was speaking about not the smell of the flowers. I was speaking about the feeling of Auroville. How do you feel? Do you feel that in Auroville actually there is a kind of agitations about the will to change? There is a 2-3 visionary group. There is more and more people. They want to become visionary. From visionary, you go to coordinator group.
Well, you know what, Wazo?
What's happened exactly? Because
I have no idea really, Wazo, because I've there's so many different things, like the RAS has been very active sending surveys and requests for people to give input, quite a lot. If, you know, every week goes by and you are, your opinion is solicited on something. So it takes a lot of time, first of all, to completely intrinsically understand what the problems of the thing are. Surveys are helpful to give you general guidelines.
So now the fashion is we want the opinion of the people, apparently.
Yeah, but the problem, that's good. And I think that's a very good first step. It's an important thing to be able to gather that information so it becomes useful. The missing step and the second step is be unblocked from our positions, unblocked from our official positions or policies or ideas of what we think and how we think things should be, to actually implement some of those changes that are being suggested. And that's why it's unfortunate that neither you or I have had time to find out exactly what happened at the meeting yesterday, because I think that I thought that was about the entry group policy. Well,
already you see the problem is that there is so many meetings. So to make what? To make some guidelines. So after they ask the people to implement the guideline, no?
But if you ask me about feeling, you know, I think some people are earnestly hard at work in Oroville, and I think more people are sort of, okay, you participate where you can in these collective efforts, but I think unless there's a real sense of really wanting a change on a bigger base, and maybe that's what's building up. It's like monsoon clouds. Maybe hopefully all these little frustrations are building up, and this effort is building up to finally one day break forth, and the cloud will burst and grace will rain on us all.
We will see, because it is 10 years of the birthday of the PTDC today. Yeah. Don't forget that. So 10 years that we try to create another way of distribution.
And what a fight they had even to exist. And what a wonderful place it is to be. And all of those that go there, we couldn't imagine Oroville without PTDC.
Now, yeah.
So, you know, and that even also PTDC took time to find its own feet and everything. But even just to exist was already a difficult thing. And it had to be a little bit protective to create a kind of atmosphere.
So let's go to be positive today. Let's go to say, yes, 10 years of new way of distributing the food. It's good news.
And I feel very inspired. I'm sorry I was a bit late this morning, because I just came back from EcoService with two of our volunteers. We went there to record and discuss what was happening in EcoService, and I was delighted to see Kali and Palani there. The place looks really clean. Plants have been planted. It's really nice and it's really interesting. And even in terms of... Anyway, I won't say more because the program will be coming soon. But it was very interesting to see what was happening there. So there are positive things happening.
So this is a last update. It's a scoop.
It's a scoop. EcoService is fantastic. They've been running it since January, so it's about 3 months old. And they have a lot of debt, which I didn't realize either. But I really recommend people to go down there, take a visit, go and see what happens to what you throw away when you think you're done with it. It's not done with. There's many, many steps after you throw it into the garbage, and that's what's really interesting.
So maybe after that you go to EcoService. After you can go, I think tonight or tomorrow, to see the choir. No, he's singing to some
the choir is singing, adults and children together. There's a program in Barnabas.
You will go?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure I will not go. I don't know why, but...
I think now slowly the time has come for our live TV broadcast, because I want to actually drive all the way from Forkhamas to Barnevas, have a pile of dust, sit. I would love to be able to listen in, tune in, and listen to it from my home, but... on rare occasions, I like to actually physically go, but as time goes by, I'm quite saturated with events.
Okay, so in the area of the town hall, all is fine?
Well, we have a nice little urban farmer's garden as you enter, and in the morning sometimes you'll see 5 or 6 volunteers from Solitude, Krishna and a bunch of volunteers sitting there mulching or fixing the fence around it so that the cows don't eat the bananas and the cherry tomatoes and the things that are now actually fruiting. Permaculture gardens enter the thing. So that's really quite nice. And generally, like I said, I'm really trying to be positive.
Yeah, there was this incredible also festival of the water, enfin, the, not the festival, I will call that, all the operation about water for all, all for water, something like that, no? Did you make, Reveal Radio, did you make some reportage about that? About
well, once I'll let you go and look on our website for that.
I will never do that. I will never.
Of course. No. Orville Radio produces at least, on the minimum, about two things a day. So, sure.
Oh, bloody hell, I have to check more often the Orville Radio. And what's some news about Andrea? Because we are only two now. We need to our...
Well, Andrea probably is surfing a lot. And I think soon that he has to go back and look after his dad again.
Yeah, true,
so
yeah,
that
yeah.
time is coming again. And but surely we always miss him. And we always send our good thoughts to him.
By the way... it's a long time we forgot to say something about the fundraising for the radio, no?
That's true.
So maybe today we can say, hey, guys, if you want to help Orville Radio, it's possible. You just go to the site of Orville Radio. You will find all the informations.
Just follow the steps. I would like to also add that... there is one of our staff at the radio has been working at the radio for a long time, at least 5 to 6 years, and has been in Orville for about 10 years. And we are also fundraising to build a house because she doesn't have a permanent house. So either to build a house or to buy a house, whatever, the radio staff is putting energy towards one of our members that needs their housing situation sorted out. And we will also be collecting money for that cause.
Correct, because even if...
But you have to specify.
Okay.
Staff housing.
Okay, it's true. So even if we are positive and optimist, there is under all time some issues that they are still pending.
I don't know, Wazo. You know, I was looking the other day at the people that thank people that contribute. And it made me laugh, it made me smile, and it made me warm in the heart because it's often always the same people that are contributing, and I love them.
Ah, ben alors... Qu'est-ce
so,
que je peux
merci,
dire? Merci tout le monde.
Merci.
Alors, on arrête là. We stop here today. Okay, everybody, see you soon.
Thank you.
Ciao,
goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye. Au revoir. Et puis, j'en profite d'être tout seul pour ces... je suis tout seul. C'est bye-bye. Ciao.